Welcome. Today we are heading to central Croatia for a nature-first pairing that rewards a slower pace. Plitvice Lakes National Park and nearby Rastok. Think forest paths, clear water, waterfalls, and a trip shaped by daylight rather than a checklist. I will help you choose a sensible walking route, decide when to go, connect the two places without overcomplicating things, and travel in a way that protects a landscape that is both beautiful and fragile. Plitvice has that immersive, almost cinematic atmosphere. Wooded slopes, a chain of lakes at different levels, and water constantly moving between them. Wooden walkways bring you close to the cascades, so the experience feels immediate rather than distant. Rastok, near the town of Slunj, changes the scale. Here, rivers run through a historic watermill landscape, breaking into small falls and channels around homes, bridges, and old mill structures. It is less about completing a route and more about noticing details. Together, they make sense because they offer two different rhythms. Plitvice is the grand, carefully managed national park day. Rastok is the gentler exhale afterward. A place to stroll, sit down, and let the sound of water do most of the work. The central planning question at Plitvice is simple. How much walking will actually make the day better? Do not choose the longest route just because it appears to promise the most. Your energy, the weather, and the remaining daylight matter more. A shorter, focused walk can be ideal if this is your first visit, if rain is possible, or if you want time to linger at the viewpoints. You will still see the essential character of the park, lakes, boardwalks, forest, and falling water. Longer circuits suit people who genuinely enjoy sustained walking and have stable conditions. They give the landscape time to unfold, with quieter forest stretches and changing perspectives on the lake system, but they are not a test of travel seriousness. My preference is to start with a flexible plan. Know the route options before arriving, choose one that matches the day, and leave yourself permission to slow down. A wet boardwalk, a hot afternoon, or tired legs can change a good decision quickly. Bring water, suitable shoes with grip, and a light layer even when the forecast sounds friendly. Paths near water can feel cooler, and weather can make walking more demanding. Small practical choices are what keep scenery from becoming a logistical problem. And pause. Look beyond the most obvious waterfall. Notice the color changes in the water, the moss on the edges, and how the forest frames the lakes. At Plitvice, trying to move faster than the landscape is usually the least satisfying strategy. Rastok is a fine antidote to the urge to maximize. Arrive with no ambition beyond walking gently through the village, observing the watercourses, and making room for a relaxed meal. The point is its relationship between water, settlement, and old milling traditions. Photography is tempting here, understandably. Take the picture, then step aside. Narrow paths and bridges are shared spaces and residents are not scenery. A brief pause can be respectful. Blocking a passage for the perfect angle is not. Spend time looking at the smaller cascades rather than searching only for a single grand view. The character comes from the accumulation. Rushing channels, timber details, gardens, and the contrast between a working town nearby and this water-shaped corner. For a simple short escape, give Plitvice the day with the best predicted conditions. Start early enough to have unhurried daylight, commit to one suitable route, and build in stops for food, water, and simply standing still. If you have a second day, make Rastok and the Slunj area your slower follow-up. This works particularly well after a demanding Plitvice walk, when you may want beauty without another major circuit or a schedule built around covering distance. If time is tighter, pair them across two parts of a day only if you accept a lighter Plitvice route. Otherwise, resist squeezing. One landscape experienced attentively is more memorable than two places reduced to hurried photographs from the path. Leave room for weather. Rain can intensify the feeling of the waterfalls, but also make surfaces less forgiving. A flexible overnight base and a willingness to switch the order of your days can make the whole trip feel calm rather than precarious. Late spring and early autumn are often the most appealing kinds of season for this trip. The scenery is vivid, water is part of the experience, and walking can be more comfortable than during the hottest and busiest periods. Summer brings long days and lush surroundings, but it can also mean warmer walking conditions and more people around the popular sections. Go early, keep your route realistic, and do not let a crowded moment persuade you to abandon patience. Winter can be striking, especially when cold weather transforms the atmosphere. But it is more dependent on conditions. Access, trail conditions, and transport can all differ, so check the latest official information close to departure before building your plans around it. Whatever the month, pack for changeable outdoor conditions rather than for postcard weather. A light rain layer and footwear you trust are often more valuable than another outfit. This is a trip where comfort gives you more freedom to notice the place. A car gives the most flexibility for combining Plitvice and Rastok, especially if you want to adjust your timing for weather or stay outside the busiest hours. It also makes it easier to carry walking gear and move at your own pace. Public transport can work, but it needs advanced planning and confirmation of current connections. Do not rely on an old travel post or an assumed timetable. Check the routes that apply to your travel dates and have a backup plan. For food, look for regional Croatian cooking and give yourself time for a proper meal rather than treating it as fuel grabbed between stops. Ask politely about local specialties, choose what appeals, and enjoy the fact that a slower lunch fits this landscape. Respectful travel here is wonderfully straightforward. Stay on marked paths, keep clear of protected water and vegetation, carry out litter, and keep your voice low. Wildlife and other visitors both benefit when we stop treating a natural place like a stage set. In Rastoke, add one more consideration. People live and work around this landscape. Respect private spaces, local residents, and the routes they use every day. The privilege of visiting becomes clearer when you remember that beauty is not separate from community. The useful takeaway is this. Choose fewer places and walk them well. Let Plitvice be a full encounter with water and forest, then let Rastoke offer a quieter human-scale counterpart. Good planning creates room for attention. Thanks for listening. Travel with sturdy shoes, a flexible plan, and a little patience, and these two Croatian landscapes can stay with you long after the walk is over. Until next time, take care.